I'm Annalise Marino. I'm also a third year, finished this year. My piece is an installation, 4 pages, approximately 80 centimetres by 2.5 metres. They're suspended from the roof, one behind the other, and there's pieces cut out from each one, the various organic shapes, so you can see through to the next one, and at some points you can see through to actually other students' work that are set up behind mine.
Can you describe what's on the panels?
Yeah, absolutely. To start off, my hook for the semester was experimenting with abstraction through additive and subtractive methods. These started off as images of people, and I've scanned them in and done different techniques with them and cut them down and then sized them up. And then through doing that, the big printouts, they came up with, I have put blue lines to emphasise particular parts, and so a lot of my earlier work was very static. I was doing a lot of collage work and very still work. So in doing this, I think that the viewer really looks around more, you view through it more, you interact with it, you can walk through it and around it. So no matter where you are, you always get a different look. It's always a different work for everyone from every point of view.
Why did you decide to do this particular method, this particular piece?
Because it was completely outside my comfort zone. I came into this course as an oil painter. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to master oil painting. That's all I wanted. But then the school really opened my eyes up, and that's not what it was about. So learning new techniques. My passion lies with printmaking, but it wasn't really, considering we only have 12 weeks to produce a whole body of work, it wasn't really practical. This method is very fast. I could finish, like, doing this could be done in a day after doing all the research and all the beginning of it all. So I guess that's probably what attracted me to it. Because a lot of my beginnings in artwork were very lengthy processes, spending 6 months on one painting. Whereas with this work, there's so much more to it, and I can just pump out pieces in a day.
Have you enjoyed the shorter process?
Yes, I think I have. At first, I was very sceptical. I couldn't see the worth behind it. That debate in art, painting in the Renaissance that took several years, is it worth a contemporary artwork that, you know, exists for a minute and then it's done? That debate interest me, and to be on either side of it, to experience both sides of it, I think there's a lot of worth in that. A lot of encouragement from my lecturers and mentors to go that way and get out of my comfort zone for my last year.
Do you think you might continue using this method?
I'm not really sure. Now that I'm finished art school for now, I think I'm hoping to get back into printmaking, because now that I don't have time restraints, I don't have to show it to anyone until I want to, I don't have to converse with my lecturers and get permission and stuff like that. I don't have to worry about what other people think or say.
How are you feeling at the end of this stage of your studies?
Definitely a sense of limbo. It's strange not having my journals, not having to write every night, not having to respond to reviews or anything like that. Having done it for the past 3 years and that being everything, every night, it never stops. And usually at this point in the year, I'd be thinking about what I'm doing next semester and starting my research and finding new artists and all this sort of stuff. And I'm still doing that. There's just not the pressure. Like, I don't have to write about it. I can just enjoy it in my own head.